So now we come to chapter 11, which is the last chapter on ERP implementation challenges. So the agenda, we will cover root causes of project failure, common challenges faced in ERP implementation, and finally we will summarize the learnings. So what are the root causes of project failures? Over the past few years in ERP implementation across the globe, we find that more than 50% of the ERP projects either under-deliver the value, take longer than expected, or cost exceedingly more than the budget. The success of the projects depend on two dimensions, which is the project management success and the product or the implementation success. So as we have seen, there is a cost to the time, because you are using a lot of resources, and if you are not planning the implementation correctly, there is going to be cost overrun, there is going to be time overrun, and there will be budgetary overruns also. That means you will be exceeding the budget you originally had for the implementation. It's important to understand why the specific endeavor was undertaken. Were the business outcomes achieved? Were the business outcomes even defined beforehand? And did the project add any strategic value? So it's important that beforehand you have to decide on the outcomes that you desire from the project. They have to be defined beforehand and not while the project is being implemented or after the project is implemented. And clearly, there has to be a strategic value which has to be derived from the project. So a root cause of project failure can be broadly divided into two areas. One is the project related, the other is the business related or the people change related. So one is the way you manage the project management related, or it is the business and the people related issue, which is more of an organizational issue. So let's look at the project related issues. Lack of user input. The input from the user may be incomplete during the requirement gathering phase. So you find the users who have been put on the job are probably not well versed in all the kinds of transactions, etc. So you may have this kind of a situation where the inputs from the user side are not covering all their requirement. Technology incompetence, lacking qualities or skill from the core users for effective execution of the ERP system. And this is the reason the functional experts have to be involved in the project. People who are experts in the functional flow, on the processes, on the transactions, etc. Lack of resources. So the resources are not available, or the resources do not exist, or they are not assigned to the project. So these could be all lack of resources. Unrealistic time frame. You're asking people to implement the project in a very, very short time. You know, the time frames are very unrealistic. When that happens, people will cut corners. People will, not give it the due attention which is required to various details. And you will find that you will have a result which does not meet up to your original expectations. New technologies. So one of the project related reason is that project resources may be unaware of new technologies. So like even from the ERP team, suppose they are implementing a new version, and if they are not fully aware of the technologies which are used there, then you will find that if their lack of understanding can interfere with the success of the project. Business related or people change related challenges. So incomplete requirement. So whatever requirement were given from the business side, they are incomplete. So again, here it comes about the functional experts. So if you don't have the right people who have been put, who will outline the requirement of the function or the business, then you will find that every kind of a requirement that the business has is not documented and not checked for whether the ERP system will be able to meet it, or the configuration of the system will meet those requirements. Changing requirement. So customer may not anticipate the internal change that the organization is planned to go ahead with, and midway through the project they realize that business process itself has changed. So another good practice that organizations follow, and which I have personally seen, when you want to do a business process re-engineering, it is done prior to a ERP implementation. So when you do that, you are first managing the change management. That means the business process re-engineering is first implemented, and then the ERP system which supports that re-engineered process is put to use or implemented. Lack of executive support. So leadership team is focused on solving more important problem. That means they are not directly involved in the implementation process. They are not probably devoting time to monitoring the progress and the status of the project. And as I have mentioned earlier, it sends a message to the workforce and the entire team that maybe this project is not that important. If the top man are not involved, and if they are not actively participating, then this project may not be that important. Unrealistic expectations. So we already saw that implementation, which normally is supposed to take 6 months, you want to complete it in 4 months. And when you do that, people start cutting corners. You are doing a very high level planning, high level implementation. People are not going into the micro details, and in such a case, the chances of failure are higher. Unclear objective. The team which is involved in the implementation, they are not clear what is the objective they have to achieve. So even from the functional side, they have to be very clear that as a result of this implementation, what are the objectives or what achievements have to be arrived at. Unrealistic deadlines. So building pressure on the internal and external implementation team to deliver as per the aggressive or unrealistic timelines may not only lead to failure of the particular milestone, but also take the effect in a cascading fashion to all the further phases of the project. So I have seen this happen in one of the projects where a very, very tight deadline was given. And then in a very hurried manner, the data migration and various things happened. And at the last moment, we realized that some of the data which was maintained in the system was not meeting the quality standards. And ultimately, we had to defer the implementation. And we had to first clean up the data. A lot of additional work had to be done. We actually overran the project. So because we had taken a very unrealistic timeline, and after the cleanup was done, then we were able to again test the system and implement it. So this is very, very crucial that you have very realistic timelines which you can really adhere to. Budget constraints. So budget constraints could be internal or external. A standard reason of an internal budget constraint could be unrealistic estimation of the project itself. So people have estimated the budget who may not really be experienced in this kind of activity. So it's very likely that they have underestimated the budget. And once the expenses, the capital expenditure has been approved, it becomes a challenge meeting the budgetary requirements. And then you try to cut corners, or you try to fit the budget or fit the project within the budgeted expenses. Estimation of the project are at times performed or revised to ensure that the sales team close the deal without considering that this may lead to a crisis. So from the ERP team, the marketing team of the ERP, they find that the customer is not willing to pay the kind of a price. So they may actually give an estimate for the project, which is on the lower side. And this is basically to sell the project. Now, when that happens, you again face a problem because you know that you have given an estimate which is not true. And this puts undue pressure, can also lead to conflict, because once you have given the estimate, the customer is likely to challenge you that whatever estimate they have given is wrong, and they may even force the ERP company to bear any additional cost on account of the wrong estimation that has been given. To ensure that the deal is brought to closure, negotiations could go to a level where the ERP implementation team has to deliver the project fast. So one of the factors which affects the budget is also the implementation time. So in order to fit the project within the budget, you are squeezing the time and you're doing something which is unrealistic. So this also can be one of the reasons or root cause for the failure, which is on account of budget constraint. So the next root cause is the A team gets off the project after a few days. So A team is the top team or the key team which has been assigned to the project, who starts the project, but then they get off the project after a while. So the A team is involved in the initial business discovery, business solution design and prototyping. However, when the project gets going to the further stages, that is the configuration or the conference room piloting or the user acceptance testing, the A team gets off the project and junior business analysts are onboarded to reduce the cost. So it's very important that the A team, which is involved in the design of the solution, in the prototyping, etc., they have to be there throughout the remaining processes. So even when you are doing the business analysis or user acceptance testing, they have to be very much involved in the project. The agencies involved may also change. For example, the configuration and the UAT phase, that is user acceptance training phases of the project, are carried out by low priced implementation partners. So even from the ERP team side, the ERP company side, they may outsource this job, and you find that the job which is done of UAT training, etc., is not up to the mark, which will leave a lot of things to be tested, and which may come up as a surprise at a later time. So this, if not controlled effectively, may result in huge disconnect and colossal gaps. Data sanity issues. So redundant data, old data, data with incorrect format needs to be updated and discarded. In one of the earlier chapters also, we actually talked about this, that the cleanup of the data is very important and the sanctity of the data or the sanity of the data has to be ensured. So somebody competent has to be involved in the cleaning up of the data. Educating the customer on the messaging of the correct data before they provide the same to implementation team. So generally the ERP provider or the ERP training team or the technical team, they will sensitize the people, but people must understand that the correct data, if not entered, then we will face downstream problems. The sanity of data is not the responsibility of the implementation team. Prescriptive consulting and educating the customer around the sanity definitely is. So the responsibility is not with the ERP team. That means the ERP provider, his team are not responsible for the sanity of the data. It is the customer, the company where the ERP is being implemented, the functional experts and the teams which are operating from the stakeholders, they have to be responsible for the accurate data to be provided as master data, etc. No defined outcomes. So it is very important to identify the key performance indicators and establish the outcomes even before undertaking any endeavor. So clearly, what are the benefits that you're looking for, and what are the key performance indicators on which the project will be measured? So the responsibility lies both with the ERP team and also with the in-house team. That means the in-house functional experts, they have to know that they have a responsibility to ensure that the KPIs are delivered. A project where outcomes are not defined will only take the project to a stage where the ERP becomes more like a data entry and transactional or a transaction recording system than building any strategic value for the organization. Because we said that there are very many features which are available in the ERP. Now, if you are not going to use these features, you are going to obviously pay for the package because it's a standard package which is customized or configured to your requirement. And if you don't use the features which actually add the value, then it's going to be just like any other system. Resourcing issues. The headcount is kept minimal to reduce the cost. Resources are juggled between projects. The right skill mapping is not done, and right number of resources are not provided to the project. So you find that the ERP company, they have a project going on at three places, and the experts are actually spending time between the projects. They are juggling between the projects. Also, the people with the right skills are not put on the project. So when this kind of a things happens, you are likely to face a problem. And this is this could be one of the root cause for the project failure. The resourcing issue is not limited to internal implementation team. It is also the business or the customer who needs to provide the right number of human resources. So sometimes you find that the functional experts are important, and the company feels that these people cannot go away into the implementation and cannot be away from the business for an extended period of time. So many a times people who are less competent may be put on the implementation team. So this is an equally important thing, that the real experts, the functional experts, the key people in the functions are included in the team, and they are allowed time. They are given dedicated time for the project. The right skill set and the right internal champion to the project. So also you need to see that the right champion is leading the project and the people have the right skill set. So apart from, you know, being functional experts, they also must understand about the ERP solution. It's very important. There needs to be a dedicated champion from the business side throughout the project to ensure the monitoring and the control. We have already touched on this point and the importance of this particular aspect. Unaligned expectations between the business and the IT. Inexperienced resources doing estimation of the project. So these are the other reasons for the failures. Untrained resources, team conflicts, the us and them mentality, and the lack of the right methodology. So just to go over the unaligned expectations, we have already said that if you have very unfair kind of expectations, then you are going to cut corners, the implementation will not be the way it should be done, and you will be saddled with problems. Inexperienced resources, we said they need to have the right skill set. They must understand the ERP solution, and the designing or the prototyping has to be done by very experienced people. Untrained resources, again the same issue. Team conflicts, I mean there cannot be a conflict between the ERP team and the customer teams. Any such conflict has to be resolved by the champions. And they have to see that there is no friction, because any friction will compromise the quality of the implementation. So again, we come to the us and them mentality. It's all one team, and there cannot be compartments or silos within the implementation teams. And the lack of right methodology. So we talked about the various methodology. We talked of the ERP implementation by the waterfall method and the agile method, but there are some standard methods which have to be followed to ensure that all the right boxes are ticked and you have all the areas taken care of when you're implementing the ERP. Self-assessment is another key element to determine the present state of the business and the business processes. For any business, for an ERP software, it is important to have a blend of cross-functional resources and decision makers in the core implementation team. So while we said that the functional experts have to be there, most of the functional experts are also competent to see how the function interfaces with the other functions within the organization. But in case that is not there, if you find the functional experts do not have that kind of a overview, then you need to have cross-functional experts also who can clearly see the interface and what is required for effective working between the functions. Ineffective change management and poor communication are certainly other major contribution to ERP failures. So whenever you are opting for a major change, the way you operate the organizational structure or the business process re-engineering, the change management has to be taken care of. The people have to be mentally prepared. The mindset, they have to be in the right mindset to accept the change enthusiastically and contribute to the success. Challenges in implementing. So we are now talking of the common challenges faced in ERP implementation. So challenges in implementing ERP solutions are quite normal. It's a very, very big exercise. It's a very complex exercise. And naturally, you will face, certain challenges. But an experienced team knows this and they will be prepared to face and address these challenges. Though it is not completely a technical job, a lot of planning and proper communication is very much essential to implement the ERP across the organization. So proper planning, that means the prototyping or the migration of the data, training of the people, the training of the implementation team, and the training of the users. So all these things have to be taken care, and these have to be planned very systematically. I have also come across an instance where ERP system is implemented, but the users are not trained. So the users were given access to the system. The system went live. People knew how to log into the system. They had access to the system, but once they log in, they didn't know what to do. So you have to have a proper schedule, a proper planning on how you're going to carry out each of these activities. Here are some generic challenges while implementing ERP solutions are depicted. Depending on the sector in which the company operates, the extent of complications may vary. It is very essential to bring on board an expert team of consultants. This will ensure the implementation process is smooth and without any glitches. So again and again, we are saying that you require experienced consultants. They may be engaged only for the purpose of the project. Many companies who have a very full-fledged IT team, they may have an internal expert. But if you do not have that, it's necessary that you implement a very experienced person who will be able to guide you through the process. And the money invested in getting an experienced consultant will pay off in successful implementation of the project. So what are the 7 common challenges which are faced in ERP implementation? It's very important that implementation is done in stages. Trying to implement everything at once will lead to a lot of confusion and chaos. So there are specific stages, and that is why you must have seen that even in the implementation, we are clearly defining the stages in which the implementation has to be done. It's a different matter that it not be done in a particular sequence, or it's not necessary that one stage completes, then you start the next stage. You can have certain phases or stages going concurrently, or even before one activity stops, you can start the other activity. Appropriate training is very essential during and after the implementation. The staff should be comfortable in using the application, or else it will backfire with redundant work and functional inefficiencies. So, and the training is not only for the users, because here we are referring to the users, but also for the implementation team, because the implementation team is also trained on the ERP solution before they start designing the prototype or defining the design specifications. Lack of proper analysis of requirement will lead to non-availability of certain essential functionalities. This might affect the operations in the long run and reduce the productivity and the profitability. So this is where we also talked about training of the implementation team. So they need to be aware of all the best practices, all the algorithms, all the value-added services that the system offers. And they have to make a conscious effort to ensure that these are built into the solution, in the sense that you are defining the data so as to be able to use these features. These features are the ones which are going to add value to the organization. And if you don't use them, then you are losing out on the opportunity, which means that your productivity and the profitability will not change. Lack of support from the senior management will lead to unnecessary frustrations in workplace. Also, it will cause delay in operations and ineffective decisions. So it's essential to ensure that the senior management supports the transformation. We have, I think, already harped on this point, because, and this is a very important point, which is the reason it keeps on appearing again and again. Compatibility issues with the ERP module leads to issues in integration of modules. Companies associate different vendors to implement different ERP modules based on their competency. It is very essential that there is a way to handle the compatibility issues. I have also mentioned this, that while the ERP solution is supposed to cover every aspect of the business, right up to HR, CRM, finance, accounts, supply chain, warehouse management, but many a times companies go in for a third-party module in areas such as HR management or customer relations management or finance or accounting or warehouse management systems, etc. And you have to be sure that these third-party modules will interface correctly with your ERP solution. And if there is any incompatibility, that means they are not able to talk to each other or they are not able to interface, then this has to be resolved by the ERP supplier. Cost overheads will result, cost overheads or cost overruns, you know, will result if requirements are not properly discussed and decided during the planning phase. So before execution, a detailed plan with a complete breakdown of requirement should be worked out. So we saw that if there is a time overrun, it will also result in a cost overrun. Investment in infrastructure is very essential. ERP application modules will require good processing speed and adequate storage. Not allocating suitable budget for infrastructure will result in reduced application speed and other software issues. Hardware and software security is also equally important. So today, in today's world, you are at increased risk because of your ERP system can be accessed from the net, which means that you have security issues, there are hacking issues, and you want to protect your system for any such risk. Also, the network that you have, the speeds, the bandwidth that you have has to be adequate. If you have a cloud service or you have a server which is located on other continent and you find that your network speeds are very, very low, it can be extremely frustrating, because people will find that they do a transaction and then they have to wait for a few seconds before the system responds. If that happens, the people are bound to be frustrated and the morale of the people will be down. So the adequate storage facility, the speed as far as the network is concerned, all these has to be provided for. So you may be making a big investment by way of an ERP system, but if you're not providing the proper infrastructure in terms of your network, etc., then it will not give you the desired results. So we finally come to the summary. The complexity and challenges of an ERP implementation are not to be underestimated. Why? Because it decides how fruitful will your investment be. You are making a big capital expenditure, and if you are not able to get the benefit out of it, then you are wasting the money. Your return on investment will not be there. With good planning and solid process organization, the obstacles can be removed. So with an experienced team, experienced consultant, you can guard against the shortfall, the pitfalls, and you can ensure that the project will be successful, that any complexities, any challenges which arise from the implementation can be handled. It might happen that an ERP that worked well for one company fails another company. So the package by itself may be very good, but the team which implements, the functional experts, the cross-functional experts, and the level to which you visualize utilization of the value-added solutions will decide the success of the ERP system. So it can be easy to get overwhelmed by the challenges in getting an ERP project up and running. While ERP system can come with their fair share of complexities and pain points, having a thoughtful and strategic approach makes all the difference. So, yes, I do agree. The ERP systems that currently we are working with are extremely complex. But if people are trained correctly, and if they understand how the ERP system works, and if it is implemented correctly, then it will be extremely fruitful. So by learning from some of the most common ERP mistakes, you can drive efficiency and security in your business. With that, we come to the end of this subject and the chapter. So thank you very much.